After 6 weeks of intense and sometimes nasty campaigning, the voters of Pennsylvania are finally getting their say. They are expected to turn out in large numbers in a contest that could determine the fate of Hillary Clinton's campaign for the presidency. Far into the selection process, she trails Barack Obama in the number of delegates committed to endorse her candidacy at the party convention in August. Clinton desperately needs a big win, and on election eve she was still traveling back and forth across the state, rallying her supporters and trying to win over the few remaining undecided voters in Pennsylvania.
Some people say that America's best days are behind us. Some people say, yes, we can, but that doesn't mean we will. I believe we will. If we have the right leadership, if you stand with me, I will go to the White House and fight for you every single day.
Earlier in the year, Clinton had a strong double-digit lead in Pennsylvania. Obama has been able to significantly narrow the gap by focusing on his message of change and labeling Clinton as part of the status quo.
We share a lot of policy positions, but the reason I'm running is because I believe that I am more committed to bringing about the changes that are necessary than Senator Clinton did.
Obama supporters say a poorer than expected performance by Hillary Clinton should be enough to convince her to drop out of the race. But Clinton backers say they expect the contest will go on. Dan Onorato is the top official in Allegheny County, which includes Pittsburgh. Onorato, a rising star in Pennsylvania's Democratic Party, believes all remaining primary election states will get a chance to vote before the nominee is chosen.
Neither candidate is even close to claiming the nomination, and there's still several primaries left, and I think those voters should be heard. Unless the votes and the primaries produce a clear winner, I think these candidates have every right to stay in this race to the end.
Local Republican officials in Pennsylvania leave no doubt they are delighted to see a protracted fight for the Democratic nomination. Jim Roddy chairs the Allegheny County Republican Party.
I think that all that McCain people are doing right now is they're taking notes. Both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are doing all of our opposition research for us. So we're making notes, and we'll be ready.
But political commentator and Duquesne University professor Joe Sabino Mystic points to the huge crowd Senator Obama has drawn in Pennsylvania, saying he is even outdrawing the local baseball teams in this sport-crazed state. He says Democrats are energized.
The Pittsburgh Pirates don't draw 35,000 people when they're on a winning streak. So that's just some indication of the level of excitement.
Senator Obama has already conceded in media interviews that Hillary Clinton is likely to win in Pennsylvania. She will spend election night with supporters in Philadelphia. Obama will await the election returns in Indiana, which, along with North Carolina, votes in the next round of primaries on May 6th. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Pittsburgh.